Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. We're diving into something crucial today, how to navigate conflict resolution with emotional intelligence. You know that feeling when you're in a heated disagreement? Your pulse quickens, your mind races, and suddenly, finding common ground feels impossible. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to approach conflict not as a battle but as an opportunity for growth, understanding, and even stronger connections? That's exactly what emotional intelligence is all about, recognizing our own emotions, understanding those of others, and using that awareness to communicate effectively and build healthy relationships. It's like having a superpower in tough situations. So, how do we level up our EQ game when things get heated? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously change the way you handle conflict. Firstly, active listening is your secret weapon. No, I'm not just talking about hearing words, I mean truly understanding the other person's perspective. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and the emotions behind their words. Ask clarifying questions to show them you're genuinely invested in understanding their point of view. Secondly, embrace empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to see things from their angle, even if you don't agree with them. This doesn't mean you have to condone their actions or beliefs, it just means trying to grasp their motivations and feelings. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and sometimes all they need is a little understanding. Thirdly, manage your own emotions. Easier said than done, right? But think of it like this. Your emotional state directly impacts how you communicate. If you're feeling angry or frustrated, take a moment to breathe, calm down, and approach the conversation with a clear head. You don't want to react impulsively and say something you regret later. Fourthly, focus on finding solutions, not placing blame. Dwelling on who's right or wrong just creates more tension. Instead, brainstorm together, look for common ground, and work towards a solution that benefits both parties. Remember, collaboration trumps competition every time. Finally, communicate clearly and respectfully. Express your feelings and needs honestly, but avoid accusatory language. Use I statements instead of you statements. This helps you take ownership of your emotions while still conveying your message effectively. Think about that last frustrating conversation you had. Did anyone truly listen to understand? Were emotions managed effectively? Could empathy have softened the blow? Chances are, there is always room for improvement, and emotional intelligence is the key. Now, let's imagine this. You're at work, and a coworker makes a mistake that impacts your project. Your initial reaction is probably frustration, maybe even anger. But instead of letting those emotions take over, you practice active listening. You ask them about what happened, why it occurred, and how they plan to prevent it from happening again. You acknowledge their feelings and offer support, demonstrating empathy. This doesn't excuse the mistake, but it opens the door for constructive communication and a solution-oriented approach. D. It's not magic, it's conscious effort. The more you practice emotional intelligence in these challenging situations, the more natural it becomes. You'll find yourself resolving conflicts with grace, building stronger relationships, and even gaining valuable insights along the way. So, remember these five key takeaways. Active listening, empathy, managing your own emotions, focusing on solutions, and communicating clearly. Go out there, put them into practice, and watch your world transform. And don't forget to share your experiences with us. Hit us up on social media, leave a review, or just tell a friend about the Daily Stoic Edge podcast. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep that EQ soaring. We'll see you tomorrow for another dose of daily wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.